071. The cowherd boys steal Batu's prasad. Aparan Leela, late afternoon pastimes, 3:36 p.m. to 6 p.m. Summary of this time period by Sri Rupa Goswami. Upon arriving home, Radha prepares a variety of sweets for Krishna's evening meal. Afterwards, she bathes, dresses attractively, becomes totally enchanted upon seeing Krishna's beautiful lotus face. Krishna satiates his eyes with the darshan of Radha's smiling face as he passes by her palace with his cows and boys en route to Nandagram. Upon returning home, Krishna meets his father Nanda Baba and is fondled by Mother Yashoda and other ladies of the house. May we always remember Radha Madhava's late afternoon pastimes. Feeling rejuvenated over Krishna's return, the cowherd boys blow buffalo horns and play flutes and veenas. Others make whistling sounds by blowing on leaves. Some boys massage Krishna's body, while others fan Krishna with chamaras. The boys surround Krishna and serve him according to their individual moods. The Sakas amuse Kanai and Balai with varieties of speech, secrets, repetition, contradictions, and meaningless chatter. Some Sakas speak words with missing syllables. Some talk incoherently, and others speak rapidly. One boy tells lies, one speaks feelingly, and another talks poignantly. Some boys utter rebukes, others speak with gentle smiles. Some offer praises on the pretext of fault-finding. Some boys recite riddles, and others use words having secret inner meanings. A few boys recite poetry that makes Krishna and Balaram smile. One Sakha asks a question and another answers it. Noticing that Mado Mangal, whose nickname is Batu, is hiding some prasad under his chadar, Baladev inquires, "Hey, Batu, what's that under your cloth?" Batu: "Suryadev's prasad." Ram: "Where did you get it from?" Batu: "From my donors after I did puja." "Well, who are they?" "All the Brijvasis. Today being Sunday is the best day for Surya Puja." Balaram: "Why not open your sash and let us see what you have, Batu?" Batu: "No, no, no. You and your suckers are too greedy." Ram: "Come on. Give some to us. Let's divide it, and you will also enjoy a share." Patu, no, I'm not going to share it. Besides, I don't feel like eating right now. Balaram, well then, these boys might just take your prasad by force. Patu, I see your suckas like blades of grass, and I am a Brahmin. I think the same about you. Taking a signal from Balaram, the suckas surround Batu and politely beg some prasad. But Batu remains silent while concealing the prasad. One boy suddenly comes up from behind and covers Madamangal's eyes. Another boy grabs the bundle of prasad and runs away. While the boys devour the stolen property, one sucka pulls out the back fold of Batu's dhoti. Then Subal snatches the golden rings given by Jatila as dakshin at Surya Puja. Someone opens the front fold of Batu's dhoti too. Another boy swoops in front of him, knocks off Batu's turban, and unties his topknot. One sucka steals Batu's flute, and another runs away with his stick. Madamangal curses and scolds the boys while shrieking, laughing loudly, and growling. Then he grabs Krishna's stick and chases the boys. Catching up with the boys, Madamangal starts a stick fight. But Krishna comes, stops the suckas, and embraces Madhu. Krishna recovers and returns Madhu's flute, stick, turban, and chadar. Not finding his gold rings, however, Batu becomes infuriated and starts cursing. Oh, naughty boys! You have devoured my prasad and plundered my dakshin. You are all great offenders for stealing a Brahmana's property. Furthermore, you are all impure, so don't touch me. I am going to tell the Brijbasis all about your atrocities. Madamangal pouts and hisses as he paces quickly ahead. Balaram runs to catch Batu. Pointing his finger at Balai, Madamangal warns, look, you instigated this great sin of stealing a property by ordering the suckers to attack. I will not talk with you until you atone for your sin. Jaya Krishna Balaram, 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 Kanai Balai Ki Jai.